Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
It was your hands that made me and shaped me. Help me to learn your commands. Your faithful will see me and rejoice, for I trust in your word. Lord, I know that your decrees are right, that you afflicted me justly. Let your love be ready to console me by your promise to your servant. Let your love come and I shall live, for your law is my delight. Shame the proud who harm me with lies while I ponder your precepts. Let your faithful turn to me, those who know your will. Let my heart be blameless in obeying you. lest I be ashamed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We know that your rulings are just ones, Lord, and so we ask for your mercy. Treat us gently, and we will not be put to shame.
Rescue me, God, from my foes. Protect me from those who attacked me. O, rescue me from those who do evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. See, they lie in wait for my life. Powerful men band together against me. For no offense, no sin of mine, Lord, for no guilt of mine, they rush to take their stand. Awake, come to my aid and see. O, my strength, it is you to whom I turn, for you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who shows me love. O God, come to my aid, and let me look in triumph on my foes. As for me, I will sing of your strength, and each morning acclaim your love, for you have been my stronghold, a refuge in the day of my distress. O, my strength, it is you to whom I turn, for you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who shows me love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, God of power, you rescued your Son from the grasp of evil men. Deliver us from evil and confirm our trust in you, so that with our rising we may sing of your power and exult in your mercy at dawn.
O God, you have rejected us in brokenness. You have been angry, come back to us. You have made the earth quake, torn it open. Repair what is shattered for its sways. You have inflicted hardships on your people and made us drink a wine that dazed us. You have given those who fear you a signal to flee from the enemy's bow. O, come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I will take for my helmet. Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, all power and authority is yours. You have overcome the world. Give us courage when evil seems to triumph, and help us never to forget that you are with us to the end of time.
By his gospel, our Lord and Savior has lighted up for us the way to life and immortality.
A reading from the book of Exodus. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one man speaks to another. Look to the Lord and be enlightened,
and never let your faces be ashamed.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants that, listening to the voice of your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.